Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about stroke. Stroke is one of the leading causes of death in the world. In Africa, it is one of the top causes of adult death. Do you know someone who has had a stroke? Chances are you do. Your mother or your father, your grandmother or grandfather, or maybe even yourself. Have you ever thought about the following important questions about stroke? First, what causes a stroke? Second, can strokes be prevented? Third, if I have a stroke or someone in my family has one, how can I be cared for or care for them? Fourth, after a stroke, can someone walk or talk? Finally, if I or someone I know has a stroke and dies, what happens to them after they die? Is there hope after death? Let me tell you the story of a person I know who had a stroke. Asaf was 72 years old. He had been in fairly good health until several years before, when he discovered that he had high blood pressure. He had gone to the doctor as a result of being dizzy at times. While examining him, the doctor told Asaf that he had high blood pressure. His blood pressure was 160 over 100. The doctor told Asaf that he should exercise more and lose some weight. That should bring his blood pressure down. Should that not work, then Asaf would have to take some blood pressure medication to bring his blood pressure down. Asaf did as the doctor told him. He began to exercise by walking every morning for 20 minutes. He realized that over the past 10 years after retiring, he had not been very active and actually gained 5 to 8 kilograms of weight. Asaf exercised for 3 months and returned to his doctor. Though his blood pressure was better, it was still not normal. This time, his reading was 150 over 95. The doctor discussed with Asaf and suggested that he go on blood pressure medications. Asaf agreed to this plan. Asaf took his medications very faithfully for several years. He also lost the 5 to 8 kilograms and his blood pressure normalized to 140 over 85. He felt much better after exercising every day, losing weight and with his blood pressure being normal. Then one day, Asaf stopped his medication without discussing this with his doctor. He had felt fine and thought his blood pressure problems were under control and did not want to take the medication anymore. Besides, the medication always made his face red for an hour or so after he took the medication. He had never told his doctor that the blood pressure medication made his face red. He also did not tell his family that he had stopped his medications. Asaf felt fine for the next month. He was also glad to not have the redness in his face after he took his medications. He thought, "My blood pressure problems are over, and I'll never have to take those medications again." Then suddenly, one day while he was shaving, his right hand became numb. He then became very dizzy, like several years before, but this time much worse. Then his right hand and leg became weak. He called for his wife and she came in, finding him on the floor. His family took him to the hospital where the doctor confirmed that he had a large stroke. Asaf never walked again, nor could he shave again, or write, or eat, as he was right-handed. During the next several months, Asaf became very depressed, as he had to have someone help him do everything. His wife or family had to help him dress, bathe, eat. This was very humiliating. Worst of all, though, was that he could not play with his grandson, who was now 6 years old. All he could do was sit in his wheelchair and watch his grandson run and play or watch his friends talk outside, and he could not even walk down the stairs to talk with them. Asaf began to really think about the purpose of life and also what would happen to him after he died. The reason was that the doctor had told him that he could have another stroke and that one could kill him. He had heard on the radio the other day about life after death. What did that mean? He talked about this with some friends, but none of them were really interested in talking with him. Then one day on the radio, he heard again about this concept of life after death. And he also heard about the name of Jesus Christ associated with this concept. Who was this Jesus Christ? The radio program said he was God's son who had come to earth as a God-man to save the people of the world from their sins. The program explained that God's word says that all people have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Romans 3:23. It also said that the result of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23. Then it explained that the Bible promised an amazing thing. Even when man went his own way, God showed his love for mankind and died for them. Romans 5:8. It explained that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That is, he carried on himself our sins and took from God the punishment for those sins which caused him to die. But then Asaf heard something he had never heard before. This Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He had never heard of anyone doing that before. Further, he heard that because of Jesus Christ rising from the dead, that he had conquered death. Death was no longer our enemy or something to be feared. Asaf, though, had one other question. How could he no longer fear death? Then the radio program stated that the Bible said that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that is, that Jesus is the Lord God of all the world, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans 10:9-10. Asaf died several months later of a second stroke. However, he did not die in fear of death. He died in anticipation of being with Jesus Christ for eternity because he had asked Jesus Christ into his life as Savior to forgive him of his sins. Before we talk about strokes, let's first talk about how to prevent strokes. First, get your blood pressure checked at least once a year, and if elevated, follow your doctor's orders. Second, exercise 30 minutes several times a week. Third, keep your weight down. Fourth and finally, below are listed risk factors. Discuss these risk factors with your doctor to determine which ones can be changed. Now that we know of Asaf's story and about a stroke patient, how can you know if you are at risk for a stroke? Let's look at the risk factors that one might have for a stroke. First is the blood pressure. This is very important. The normal blood pressure should be less than 140 over 90. You should have your blood pressure checked at least once a week. Second is age. If you are older than 60 or so, you have a chance of having a stroke. However, younger people can have one, and the older you are, the more likely you are to have one. Third is diabetes. Fourth is high cholesterol and triglycerides. Fifth is cigarette smoking. Sixth is a family history of stroke. Seventh is alcohol intake. Eighth is prior history of cardiac disease. Ninth is AIDS or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. 10th is recreational drug use such as heroin. 11th is a prior history of having a heart valve put in place by a doctor. If you have any of these risk factors, you should talk with a doctor to see if you are at risk for a stroke. What are warning signs and symptoms of a stroke? That is, what clues does your body give you that you might be having a stroke? First, dizziness. Any dizziness which persists for hours in a row or intermittently for several days should be evaluated by a doctor. Second is numbness in the face, arms, or legs. Third, weakness in the face muscles, arms, or legs. Fourth is difficulty swallowing. Fifth is trouble talking. Sixth, blurred vision. If you have any of these signs or symptoms, you should see a doctor or go to a hospital immediately for evaluation. People often ask, why should I go to the hospital immediately if there is nothing they can do once a stroke has started? The answer is that in the past several years, new potent medications are available in many places of the world, including China, which can break up a clot caused by a stroke. This medication, to be effective though, must be given within 2 hours of onset of the stroke. Wait a second, you say. What causes a stroke? There are actually several types of strokes. The most common is where a part of a blood vessel in the brain gets stopped up by a hardened part called a plaque, or hardening of the arteries. This makes it hard for blood to flow through the artery. When blood cannot go through the artery to brain cells, then the brain cells die and a stroke results. Strokes are also caused by a blood clot, which moves from the heart to the brain. The third and final cause is a blood vessel, which has a small sac which breaks in the brain and blood leaks out. Both of these are not as common as the first cause mentioned. If a family member or I has a stroke, will the weakness or trouble talking or other problems ever go away? Example, ASAPS did not go away. Often they do, and often they do not. It is very hard to tell who will get better or worse. A rule of thumb, though, is that the longer it takes for symptom to resolve, example, a weak leg, the less likely that the symptom will resolve over time. How can a person be treated after a stroke? First, all of the risk factors previously mentioned must be looked at and treated. That is, if you have one which is abnormal. For example, if you smoke, you should stop, or if your blood pressure is high, you should get it better controlled. Second, discuss with your doctor about the medications, if any, you should be on after your stroke. And like Asaf, do not stop your medication for any reason without discussing with a doctor. Third, exercise daily the parts of your body which are weak from the result of the stroke. Finally, many people are depressed after a stroke. It is a hard time. Seek help from your doctor. However, regardless of what modern or even ancient medical science has to offer, they cannot give you happiness. The Bible that showed Asaf how to have eternal life also says to all of us, I have come that you may have life, and have life more abundantly. John 10:10. Only through Jesus Christ can we have true and meaningful life now and forever. Like Asaf, you too can have eternal life both now and forevermore. Jesus Christ said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that is Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. You can have this eternal life by putting your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. However, you do not have to wait for a major health problem to do this. That is like Asaf. You can ask Jesus Christ into your heart right now and ask for forgiveness of sins and for him to come into your life right now. Would you do that now? If so, then please repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner before you and that I have done wrong. Please come into my life and save me from my sins. I believe that you died for my own sins on the cross, that you were buried after your death, but that you rose from the grave to conquer death. If you prayed this prayer right now, then Jesus Christ has just come into your life, and you are a child of God forever. Blessings and congratulations on the most important decision you could ever make in your life.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.